Welcome to another special bonus episode of Las Vegas Weekly's Second Helping Podcast. I'm Brock. I hope you've taken the time to listen to our November holiday episode of Second Helping, where Genevieve, Leslie, and I are giving you some great restaurant recommendations around the Las Vegas Valley for takeout meals and special holiday dining celebrations, as well as talking to our friends and family about what we're cooking at home this season. That was a lot of fun. Today, I'm going to take you back to the Silverton Casino and Hotel in the South Valley of Las Vegas. We're going to check back in with Silverton chefs Ashley Archer and Jamie Pepe because they're doing something really special. Obviously, not all the restaurants at the Silverton have reopened, but one of the most popular restaurants at the Silverton and across Las Vegas, Mi Casa, the Mexican restaurant, has been doing something a little bit special that you might not know about. They have taken the greatest hits of the Twin Creeks Steakhouse menu and folded them into the Mi Casa experience. So now, when you go dine at Mi Casa, you can get some, you can get a filet mignon, you can get some mashed potatoes, you can get whatever you want. It's really amazing that they have been able to be this flexible at this challenging time for the restaurant industry and find a way to take care of their customers. It's pretty exciting. So we're going to talk with Ashley and Jamie about that, about how they've kind of mastered this situation. And we're going to play around a little bit with these menus and come up with some unique combinations, to say the least. Should note that we did this interview right before Nevada passed some additional regulations. We are in a three-week pause right now, which means that restaurant capacities are limited to 25% and reservations are required. So if you're going to go to Mi Casa or anywhere else around Las Vegas, make sure you call ahead, find out what you're dealing with, make a reservation, and then if you're dining out, enjoy yourself. If you're going to get takeout, go for it. So let's hit the Silverton and explore this really cool dining experience. So a lot of restaurants right now around Las Vegas and across the country are making all kinds of adjustments to deal with, pandemic circumstances and things like that. There's a lot of scaling back and offering less. You guys are kind of doing the opposite. You're offering more by offering some favorites from the Twin Creeks Steakhouse menu at the Mexican restaurant, Mi Casa. How did you guys come to decide, maybe Ashley, how did you guys figure out that this was something that you wanted to do?
Well, I think a lot of it started, we had 78 days to really think about what the new norm was going to look like for us, right? Where we had a lot of brainstorming conversations on the property. We didn't want to, we knew there was going to be takeaways, but we wanted to challenge ourselves to try to be, to still stay relevant so people could still, our guests, our loyal guests could continue to enjoy many offerings, right? And then you kind of assess the talent and the flexibility and the pliability of your team, right? And obviously Jamie and her team and Chef Antonio and Gina, our general manager of Mi Casa right now, who used to be in Twin Creeks. So, they were all up kind of for the challenge, knowing that they have the ability to execute, that we wouldn't suffer a lack of quality, that we could deliver those expectations that our guests have kind of come to know from our food and beverage program. You know, with that being said, we threw it out there. You know, originally the menu started off very limited, probably about 10, 12 items. And then once we kind of figured out that this was going to be a little bit longer than what we anticipated, we actually went back and revamped the menu and expanded it even more after we kind of got through that honeymoon period. And that's where we stand now. So now, like, really, when it comes to Twin Creeks, we probably have 18, 20 items that you could, our Twin Creeks favorites, our top sellers that we had when Twin Creeks was open. So I think it's been fun. I think it was also an exciting time for like the service staff that normally works in Mikasa to have that ability to sell wine and steaks and all those things. We were able to even bring back things like our Filet Fridays, which were popular, where it's kind of an inclusive price. You get a glass of wine, a petit filet, and a dessert. And then we also brought back prime rib Sundays. So what we've been able to do is just, like I said, it's just embracing the new norm, understanding that nothing's what it was. But we want to keep those creative juices flowing for our culinary team. We want to keep enhancing the experience, and we want to continue to stay relevant in this market. You know, in today's environment, I think, you know, guests still have a choice. Every dollar matters, you know, every dollar is a little harder to come by, and we still want to deliver that kind of, we still want to be the happiest place on earth for the guests who choose to come see us. You know, so.
Jamie, what's it been like for you? You're usually in that steakhouse kitchen, cranking out all those fillets on Friday nights and doing all the other, specials that people have come to enjoy there. What's it like to be doing that and then having the service run over to the Mexican restaurant? Take us behind the scenes a little bit on how that's going.
It's been pretty fun, actually. I was a little apprehensive at first, but it got me back to being a line cook for a little while, which was really nice, because when we jump started the menu, I was the one in charge from start to finish. So I came in the morning, I prepped, and then I was that person cooking the food for the guests. After we expanded it a little bit, I had to bring in one of my guys from Twin Creeks to help me out because it did become a little bit more of a hassle. But it's been really fun. Luckily, like, you know, now I'm learning the Mexican side of the Silverton, and it's been pretty fun. It's nice to now have like to broaden my knowledge in the Mexican cuisine. So it's been pretty fun. Got to learn their menu and get really close to that team. So now it feels like a bigger family, which is really nice.
Yeah. That's such a fun space too, the Mikasa space. And it's also another advantage that you guys have over there. It's a big restaurant, so you can really take advantage of that in terms of needing to space customers out and do all that stuff and just making people feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're working obviously with a limited capacity, but I mean, again, we just, we had a good run of great weather. You know, this is a great time of the year in Las Vegas, so we were able to really embrace some outdoor dining and kind of give guests a different experience that way. You know, I think for us too, it's been a fun challenge, right? I mean, we're still doing very good volume. You know, the patrons, Mikasa used to be a restaurant where you didn't really need to make reservations. Now you do. We're dealing with a higher level, maybe guests coming through that restaurant that maybe used to visit Twin Creeks. So it gives the service staff an opportunity to, you know, expose themselves, build new clientele, build new, new friends and family. It develops them from a culinary standpoint. It develops the cooks from a culinary standpoint. And the big thing, you know, in the 4 years that I've been here is we've always kind of preached that, you know, we're better as one than we are kind of divided. And the positive out of this is that, you know, now you got a harmony between a Mikasa restaurant, Mikasa chef, Twin Creeks restaurant, Twin Creeks chefs, you know, they're all kind of one. You know, Jamie's gotten pretty good with her Spanish, you know, so she's communicating effectively. But it's just been fun for me to kind of be able to stand back and watch this, you know, choreograph this and watch it all kind of come together and for it to be a success, you know. Mm-hmm. It's always a little nerve wracking when you're kind of stepping into uncharted waters. But as a team, we just embrace that change and embrace that opportunity to put our best foot forward.
What's it like when you're getting feedback from customers? I would assume that you have people coming into Mikasa who don't know that this special menu from Twin Creeks is there. And then once they get in there, they're probably amazed and excited that they have that to choose from as well. So what's that been like from the guest perspective?
Well, I mean, it's two different things. Like some of them, you know, you have the people that go in there and they want the Mexican food and they're like, oh, I'm not even interested, blah, blah, blah. But then you have the people that actually are like, wow, and I can order both. I don't have to just order for off of one. I can intermingle and whatnot. And yeah, we get a lot of the appetizers from Twin Creeks mixed with the entrees from Mi Casa and vice versa. So it's really nice to see. And, you know, it gives the cooks something else to look at. You know, it gives them a perspective of like a 3-course meal. Like they never really had that. It's like, it's a very fast paced Mi Casa, and intertwining the Twin Creeks menu into it kind of gives them a different perspective on a dining level, you know, fine dining level that we offer at Twin. So it's really nice to see everybody. It was a little difficult at first, but you know, the communication, everybody's comfortable with each other. So it's going pretty smoothly now.
It's kind of similar to what, like the purpose of a buffet, right? Is you have a lot of diversity. You have a lot of different dishes. You know, the person who wants spaghetti, meatballs and pizza can obviously have that. And the person who wants fried chicken, mashed potatoes and turkey can have that. So our patrons who visit us on a regular basis, you know, they don't feel short-sighted. So the value of the experience is still there. The quality of the experience is still there. And then, you know, we're developing, you know, I mean, like I said, one of the benefits is that we're continuing to develop our staff and expose our team members to things that, you know, they haven't seen or experienced in the past as well, whether it's front of the house or back of the house cooks. So it's been, you know, all in all, just probably better than I could have imagined. Pretty exciting to watch and pretty exciting to see and you know, pretty rewarding and that fulfilling in that aspect.
Well, I know if it's me, once I sit down, I'm going to have a really hard time deciding what to order. So that's why we're going to play a little game right now. We're going to sketch out. We're each going to make our kind of our dream menu. If we're going to Mi Casa right now, getting these two menus slapped down in front of us, Mexican or steakhouse, what would we do? And then we can kind of evaluate and tear apart each other's ideas. How does that sound?
All right.
So I'm going to go first because I've been thinking about this. I've been looking at these menus for hours now, strategizing. And I think I'm going to start with a double appetizer course. I'm going to go a little off the wall here. I'm going to start with lobster bisque from the Twin Creeks Steakhouse. And I'm going to pair that with guacamole. This is a little bit outside of the box maybe, but I'm thinking that rich velvety soup with that fresh avocado and crunchy chips. I think I just invented something awesome. What do you say?
Well, I think you're definitely fusing a few interesting flavors.
You don't seem convinced, Ashley.
No, I can definitely see how lobster and avocado go, you know, together. Maybe not the exact preparation I would choose, but you know, I like that you're going outside the box, right? That's generally when the best ideas come to life. So,
well, I would follow that up. I think I would go with the steak frites for my main course, because then I could get a little French in there too, not just Mexican and steakhouse. I got a little French influence. Why not? You know, and you guys serve that with that great chimichurri sauce that I love. So, and then I'm gonna wrap it up with the coconut flan. Nice little something sweet at the end. So I think I got all my bases covered there.
Yeah, I would say so.
Let's go, Jamie. What are you going to do? And don't do all steakhouse stuff. I know you want to.
I think I'm going to start with the shrimp ceviche. And I'm going to go with the New York for the entree. And then I'll probably have to close it with some fried ice cream.
Wow. That is concise and it sounds great.
I might have to throw in, I don't know, I might have thrown a side of mac and cheese with my New York strip. It's got poblanos and smoked bacon, super cheesy.
Yeah, I think we should get at least one order of that to share at the table.
Yeah, for the table, yes.
Jamie, how do you like your steak prepared?
Well, it depends on the steak. For the New York, I'd have to go with like a seared rare. It's pretty lean, so I like to do a lower temperature on that. But if it was like the ribeye or something a little bit more fatty, I would probably go with the mid-rare. But definitely seared on either temp. for sure.
That's pretty good. Ashley, you think you can beat that? That's I like hers better than I like mine.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We got 100 items, and I feel like I got slim pickings here. No, I'm good. I'm good. So to start off, something that we've been playing around with over the last couple of weeks, right? So, you know, we've been playing around with doing some taco specials, and like this last week we did smoked fish taco with finger lime caviar, and we also did a birria taco with a little avocado mousse, and we did a grilled shrimp ceviche. So I'm going to sit there and say, I'm going to go off the cusp and say, I'm going to take one of our specials that we've been doing as an appetizer. So I would take our grilled shrimp ceviche that we did with tomato jalapeno water, cucumber water, a little bit of citrus foam, because we are trying to take advantage of this time to create and do something different. I would follow that with our rack of lamb in the steak or off the Mi Casa menu. It's by far one of my favorite dishes on the property, always has been. Kind of miss it being on the top of the menu because I used to go in and order 3 or 4 orders. And I would partner that with our, potato puree just because, I had that a couple weeks ago and it was delicious. And then I'm going to finish it with our creme brulee. I've always been a big fan of the creme brulee, and it's by far one of our favorite items that our guests truly enjoy. We go through a ton of them every week. So, trying to stick to a little bit of the classics. I know I kind of went off the cusp with the special menu item, but, just want to show that we're still trying to be relevant, still trying to evolve and, offer something a little bit different to our guests.
That rack of lamb that's been popular for a long time on that menu, right? And it's so different. You don't get that. I don't even know of another Mexican restaurant in town that does anything like that.
I mean, I'll be honest with you it's kind of funny I've been here almost 4 years, February would be 4 years, hard to believe. But I can remember the first time sitting down in Mi Casa and trying that and really being, to be honest with you, blown away. I was like, we need every dish to have this kind of flavor profile. And that, that's what we've, really shot for. I think it's unique. I mean, you normally don't see lamb on, Mexican type restaurants. The flavor profile is great. The marinade that we do is fantastic. The adobo marinade. And it's just, it's something that I think really makes us stand out. And you can go anywhere and get chicken fajitas, but you can't go anywhere and get that.
Well, once again, you two have reminded me why I keep talking to you about food. You guys know what you're doing and I do not. Your selections are vastly superior.
we'll see if we can work that lobster bisque avocado concoction into a special sometime soon, and we'll send you a picture.
Thanks for listening to this special episode of Second Helping. And thank you to Ashley and Jamie and the whole team over at the Silverton. You can find more information about Silverton Dining, make reservations, and explore those menus for yourself right now by going online at silvertoncasino.com. Mi Casa Grill Cantina and that Twin Creek special menu. The restaurant is open from 4:30 to 9 Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and from 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. And like I said, you could book that table right now online, silvertoncasino.com. You can listen to all this year's episodes of Second Helping by going to lasvegasweekly.com/podcasts. You can also listen and subscribe at our YouTube channel or on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for listening. Have a great holiday season.